Okay, Becca, we're no longer surface dwelling. We're sweeping away all mental burdens. What's next? Hello, and welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women 40 Plus, helping you drop the wine, pick up conscious, happy, successful living. I'm Becca Jacobson, and it's snippet time. We have a theme this week, gals, in case you haven't noticed. The theme has been keeping our mental sanctuaries nice and clean and productive and working the way we want them to, working for us instead of against us. On Monday, we talked about sweeping out the garbage, mostly from the past, whether it's last week or when we were 10 years old. We open up that back door and we allow things to just flow through instead of getting caught in the middle. Now, of course, there's deeper practice around that. And that might be something that you want to look into when you give up surface dwelling, which was what we talked about on Wednesday. We talked about finding a practice we like and stopping with all the reading and listening and information overload and instead going into practice to see what results we can get. Well, today we're going to continue this theme, but we're going to look at feelings. And the reason we're going to look at feelings is every thought creates a feeling. So if we look at Monday and we say, let's relax and sweep away all mental burdens, let's revisit that and talk about the significance of how every thought creates an emotion. And every emotion is a magnet. An emotion is energy in motion. You are an energetic being. And when you have an emotion flaring up, let's say it's anger, let's say it's frustration, let's say it's resentment, whatever it is, when you have an emotional flare up, let's call it, that energetic field around you is flared up. It's alive. It's moving. And you know what it is? It's a magnet. So if you're constantly struggling with anger and it's boiling just under the surface and you don't know how to release it, you don't know how to work with your emotions and your energy, especially ones that are coming from memories, which was Monday's discussion, then your emotional body has what we call wounds or we call frozen blocks of energy that become magnets and attract more of the same. So if you're walking around angry, even if you're not angry in that moment, but the anger is there and never been dealt with, that is attracting situations into your life that will make you angry. It literally perpetuates more of the same. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Energy is magnetic. If you are always compassionate, open, forgiving, and loving, and you rest habitually in that type of energy, you will magnetically attract into your life loving, compassionate situations. That's why it's so important we learn how to not control our feelings. No, that doesn't work. But we learn how to release them through a practice of energetic releasing. But we can also start deciding what feelings we're going to feel because we choose our thoughts. So it goes right back to Monday. If your back door was closed and you've had nothing but memories from the past brewing inside your mind, those emotions are happening at the same time. And you are simply perpetuating your past. You're just experiencing the same thing, different versions of the same situation over and over and over again. So as you can see on Monday, when I told you to open the back door, there's a lot more to it than that. Of course there is. I'm talking about lifetime practices now. When it comes to emotional releasing, we've got a lot of junk that needs to be cleaned up. But I really wanted today for you to understand the significance of the emotions that you're allowing yourself to carry around. And we carry them around, and we carry them around, and they build more and more and more. And when you are able to release those emotions, you free up energy for love, compassion, creativity, growth, enjoying your life. Because when you have emotions that you haven't dealt with, they're taking up a part of your energetic body. They make that amount of energy unavailable to you and drag you down. And you wonder why you have no energy and you try to drink it away feel a little bit of relief temporarily. Then, of course, you're back to where you started from. There's never any real, true emotional healing on the underneath. It's just surface numbing, surface dwelling, which will just leave you aging before your time, feeling dragged down, exhausted, and wondering why your life is such a burden. Did you know that most people who go into talk therapy spend an average of 5 years in talk therapy? In fact, I'll bet a lot of you have done that. And my question to you is, has it changed your life? It is important to be heard. It is important to share what the things that have traumatized us, the things that have happened to us. It's important for us to be heard and seen. It's so important for us to be heard and seen. That's why I created the Sacred Mirror. Have you heard of the Sacred Mirror yet? This was something I started in July. It's beautiful. I'm really enjoying doing this. It's a simple and beautiful form that I created that asks you three questions about your journey to date, your journey and your relationship with alcohol. And in those three questions allows you to share just enough with me that I get a bit enough of your story that I can send you back a reflection in the form of a voice note. I actually turn on my microphone and I send you back a personal voice note. And why did I decide to do that? I could send you other things. I could send you a video, a YouTube video. I could send you a mini course. I've got lots of resources. Why did I choose a live, real, live experience for you, like the Sacred Mirror, where you get a voice note from me for you? It's not the same one I send out to everybody. It's for you. Why would I do that? Because I know how important it is that we be heard and seen. Many of us are hiding our relationship with alcohol and we feel invisible, isolated, lonely, even if we're living in a house with other people. So I wanted to give you the opportunity to be seen and heard. So all that by way of saying that talk therapy does serve a purpose. Of course it serves a purpose. Many of you are probably therapists, but talk therapy, traditional talk therapy, will not help you release these emotions once and for all, literally gone forever. Traumatic experiences from the past that we talk about and talk about and talk about, that doesn't get rid of them. It helps us feel there, I've been heard, but it doesn't solve the problem. It doesn't heal the emotional wound that you're carrying around, causing you to attract more of the same situations. The only thing that will release that once and for all is to actually be trained and shown how to release those emotions, how to let them go, how to sit with them and allow them to release, which takes some courage and some guidance. Otherwise, you risk sitting down and just putting yourself into an anxiety attack. You want to be very careful with allowing these emotions. And yet at the same time, we can't suppress them. What do we do? What do we do? We need to release these emotions. And that can take 1 5-minute session, or it could take 5 weeks or 5 months, or could take longer. Depends on the individual. But that's how we get free, completely free. Not a little bit free, not partly free, completely free. So that we're no longer packing around emotions that are attracting more of the same garbage in our lives. So the theme, the thread running through this entire week is watch your thoughts because they create emotions. Watch your emotions because they create more of the same, and avoid mental indigestion by just constantly inputting information without taking any action. All three of those go nicely together to weave together a week here in Snippet Land, which these three episodes alone could change your life if you take my advice. If you haven't been here for the whole week, I strongly encourage you to go back to Monday. That would be the 14th of July. And then listen to Wednesday, the 16th, and take to heart what I've been saying. The theme running throughout this week is enough to clean out those recurring thoughts in your mind, to help you begin a practice that will actually result in something beautiful in your life, and help you to release emotional wounds from the past. Not because I've given you enough information to undertake it, but hopefully I've given you enough information to want to do it. This is what I call emotional sobriety. This is what I call a beautiful, happy, conscious, alcohol-free life. This type of work that we've talked about all week. As you can see, it's not about the alcohol. there is so much more to this than alcohol. It's just where we start from. We look at it and say, all right, enough with that. Now, what do I need to do to get the conscious, happy life that I'm craving? Well, this is a part of it, a taste of what it looks like. And if you'd like help starting out on this journey, your timing is impeccable. Today is the 18th of July, and it's a Friday. And guess what, gals? On Sunday the 20th, day after tomorrow, I am starting my sober summer. This is a 7-day sobriety challenge with me and other women just like you. I'm going to go live every single day. I'm going to give you micro tasks, and I'm going to help you start not only your sobriety, but if you're already sober, I will help you start a practice that can change your life. Because doing it with others is the magic missing piece for most women who are listening to this show. Doing it with others changes everything. So I put a link for you in the show notes where you can come and tap that link. Let me know you're coming so I can send you the information you need to join the group and be a part of my sober summer. 7 days in July with me. I can hardly wait. It's going to be amazing. July 20th to 26th. And we're going to wrap it all up at the end with a live Zoom meeting. This 7 days, not without exaggeration, can change your life. In fact, my live events are known to change lives. I have women still in my world who joined me for my Juicy January Challenge. And here they are in July, the 7th month, still sober, still growing, still happy, getting happier and more emotional sobriety every single month that ticks by. And they're still in my world. So that's how this all begins. It's really worthwhile. So if anything I've said this week has touched you or helped you, tap the link in the show notes. Let me know you're coming, and we'll do my sober summer together starting on Sunday. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.